Yes, vegetables.
Yeah. Okay. That big old yellow thing, you might raise these in, well, they're not...
Pumpkins?
Yeah. Pumpkins and...
Yeah. Watermelon.
What about, tell me about the melons you raise.
Well, we just plant enough for our own use here. We usually plant the Black Diamond or the Charleston Gray.
You get the, now, I know Hope raises a lot, but
yes.
Raymond, you get that yellow meat watermelon here?
Yes. We.
What do they call that? Because I never heard the name of it.
You know, there's different names of them, variety. But
yeah.
Just yellow meat and melon is what we always go by. And,
what about the little ones? They're called?
Icebox melon.
Yeah, but what about the little yellow meat ones?
No, I don't know, you know, about the name of them.
Got a yellow outside to them?
No, I've never seen any of them around here. Never drove any.
Well, have you ever raised them kind of melons? Them icebox melons, you ever call them? You ever raised mushmelons? Or,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Or?
Cantaloupes.
Cantaloupes, are they the same thing?
No, they're a little different in them.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, and what about the yellow crookneck vegetable?
Squash.
Squash, you get a white kind of that?
Yes, have a white one and a golden egg squash.
Yeah.
Old Creek. We just...
You raise that? That's one of my, probably my favorite vegetables.
Okay, Old Creek squash, stuff like that. I just don't care for that. My wife and Vicki eats it. We just plant very little of it.
But you've never liked it, so
no, sir. I've never liked it when I was home.
So you've never.
I just don't care.
So you don't.
We don't plant many, but like I said, Vicki and my wife, they like the squash and the okra.
Now the corn you raise, it might be tender enough to eat off the cob.
Yeah, see we. Yes, that's what we like. We always put corn in the freezer on the cob.
Yeah, you go pick it off and eat it. Call them
corn on the cob.
Well, yeah, the kind you can eat. You can just pull right out of the garden and eat. Call them what?
You mean corn?
Well, you might grow field corn.
Field corn, sweet corn.
Sweet corn. You can make. You can just eat.
Yeah.
Eat them. Make what out of them?
Yeah, you make hominy. Or just
yeah, you had hominy.
Or
hominy is okay. Well, I'll get back to that, but you ever had roasting?
Roasting ear?
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Or roasting ear.
Roasting ear. Well, that sweet corn you can just
make. Yeah, sure. For your corn, either one of them.
Okay, but you got to pick the field corn at the right time. Right?
Yeah, sir. Well, any of it, or you can't. It'll get tough.
The top of the corn is the...
The tassel.
Tassel, and you got to pull
the shuck.
Shuck off the corn, and that's
the silk. Silk the corn?
Yeah, silk the corn, real silky stuff. Okay, green leafy vegetables?
Lettuce, cabbage.
How much of that you raise?
Oh, I'm just, you know, of course, it don't take very much for me and my wife and little girl. But
yeah.
Last year, we didn't have no cabbage crop. The worms worked on them. We got them out late. I think we made one cabbage head.
And lettuce, how does that come, y'all? Y'all don't grow lettuce in heads, do you?
Yes. If you leave it there long enough, we usually don't let it go that long. But
how much you grow?
We'll plant a row about 8 or 10 feet long of lettuce and plant real thick where we'll have the, you know, before it gets
That'll be about how many,
How many stalks?
Lettuce, how many?
Oh,
you say you don't let it head up?
No, sir. We just, you know, plant one little package.
Yeah.